Good morning. This is Pastor Dominic Denisi of Rescue and Revive Ministries. Welcome to the Rescue and Revive Gospel Show. We're here in High Falls at Rescue and Revive Ministry headquarters, and we are here with a special guest. We want to welcome on the Rescue and Revive Gospel Show the Director of Adult and Teen Challenge Rochester, Mr. James West. James, thanks for being with us today.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Just want to start things off, and the Teen Challenge is such a wonderful, wonderful ministry, which was started so many years ago by the Wilkersons, David Wilkerson specifically. I just found out last night about Don Wilkerson.
Yes.
But to start out, maybe there are some out there who aren't completely familiar with how great a ministry the Teen Challenge is and what exactly to do. So why don't we start off, if you would, just tell the Facebook viewers or the radio listeners what exactly it is that Adult and Teen Challenge does.
Sure. Well, as you began to say, that Adult and Teen Challenge began in 1958 through Pastor David Wilkerson, who was praying in his study and decided that he would put his television up for sale because he felt the tug of the Lord to remove the television from his life and spend more time in prayer. And as a result of that, during a time in prayer, he heard God clearly speak to him after he was reading a news article about six boys that were on teenagers that were on trial for murdering a polio patient named Michael Farmer. Right. And he sensed the calling of the Lord to go help those boys. And when he went to the court with his Bible in hand, they almost threw him out of court for contempt of court.
You're bringing back memories of when I watched the cross and the switchblade, and what an awesome memory that is. How this ministry started. I always say the roots is very important of how everything starts, and that is a really awesome biblical root, a root of faith.
Yes.
So now bring us up to current times. You have been a Teen Challenge a few times now. I was able to minister at the chapel. Wonderful.
Yes.
Ministry for the men there in Rochester. Tell us about the daily operations of Rochester Adult and Teen Challenge.
Sure. So Adult and Teen Challenge Rochester is a residential one-year program, discipleship program, a gospel-centered discipleship program where the schedule begins. It's a very structured schedule from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. And so the guys wake up at 6 a.m., from 6 a.m. to 6:30, they're getting ready for the day. 6:30, they come down. First thing they do, half hour devotional time. They spend a half hour with the Lord. 7 o'clock, they have breakfast. 7:30, they do chores and clean up. And then 8 o'clock, they're in praise and worship for a half an hour. And then the day of activities begins. So before the day even begins, really, what they're doing is they're getting ready for the day. We're teaching them the discipline and order of getting your life in order, showering, getting ready, praying, and spending quality time with the Lord for a half an hour, and then doing praise and worship. So before the activities of the day begins, they're already prayed up and spend time in worship, which are two foundationals for the faith and walk for a Christian.
Been able to see that on our Rescue and Revive Crusades, as I was telling you, that's how the ministry started back in 2016. Able to be at a number of teen challenges across the Northeast, and I've seen that same discipline. Mm-hmm. You need that. These men, and even you have women, adult mm-hmm. and teen challenges, they need that structure. They need that order. Talk about that a little bit as far as how do you see that translate into those, because you said something last night at our concert, which was an awesome statistic, 86% success rate with your program, because it's biblically based.
That's right.
Talk a little bit about some of those success stories of how that teaching them, how making them disciples of God's word, and giving them that discipline, practically speaking. Talk about how you've seen some of that translate into some success stories over the years.
Sure. So if I may say it this way, many of us have heard, once an addict, always an addict. Many of us have heard that alcoholism and drug addiction is a disease.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've learned that that is a lie. And if you hear the lie and then you believe the lie, then you become the lie.
Mm.
And so I also found out that if you hear the truth and then believe the truth, as Jesus Christ said, you will know the truth and the truth will set you free.
Amen.
So our foundation of the program is based on the truth of the Bible. So we're teaching the men that are in the program to have a biblical worldview for their lives. And what happens is it translates into their lives. That's why they spend time in the morning. Yes. Reading the Bible, getting the truth of God's word in them, spending time worshiping the Lord as the foundation. Yes. Of the day. Before we do anything, you're spending time giving glory to God, the one who created us and the one who has allowed us to live and move and have our being. And so what that does is it translates that as they go through the program, that is the foundation of their life. Yes. Not just being in a program.
Yes. Awesome. Awesome. Let's talk a little bit, let's narrow in on James West now.
Sure.
Everybody has a testimony. I was just sharing with the Spenceport Bible yesterday, you know, a testimony. Everybody has one. If you're a Christian, it's an evangelistic tool. It could be a very powerful evangelism tool. Maybe in just a couple minutes, share a little bit about your personal testimony, because now you're a big part of Teen Challenge, and specifically Teen Challenge Rostra. But there was before that.
Mm-hmm.
How did you come to know the Lord Jesus Christ?
Well, thank you, Dominic.
Yeah.
It's a pretty powerful story.
Mm.
But in a nutshell, in a three-minute testimony, I had been through 15 years of rehab programs, psych centers, alcohol programs. And as I went through those programs, I followed everything that they taught me. From a young age, I noticed that I really was an outgoing person, and addiction came at a young age, 12, 13 years old. So I spent 24 years in addiction, alcoholism.
Oh,
and what follows that is a lot of depression, a lot of anxiety. And I joined the military in 1990. And
what branch of the military?
I was a Navy corpsman, and I served with the 2nd Marine Division as a combat medic.
Okay.
In Desert Storm.
Oh, wow.
So I thought that would change my life, Dominic. I really wanted to do something for my life. Didn't grow up going to church, didn't grow up reading the Bible. And so I wanted to follow a way to get disciplined, to learn how to live my life. And so going into the military, I thought was going to be the answer. When I got out of Desert Storm and I came home, the first thing that I did was go to the bars and party with friends.
Wow.
And so for the next 15 years after I got out of the military, I was dealing with drug addiction, alcoholism. It was like a Jekyll and Hyde life. I'd go to work and be at the top of my game in the medical field, and then I would come home and I would be empty and broken and not understanding what was wrong with me. The world told me that I was depressed, so they gave me psychiatric medication. 15 years of that, a total of 24 years before I looked up in the dictionary.
Wow.
And I'll finish here. I looked up in the dictionary because I didn't have a Bible and I didn't understand the Bible, but I did believe in God. And I looked up in the dictionary the word miracle because I believed that I needed a miracle. Something within me was yearning for a miracle. And so I looked it up, and the dictionary's definition said an extraordinary event manifesting divine intervention in human affairs.
Wow.
At that moment, I hit my knees and I cried out to a God that I didn't know or understand and said, God, if you're real, I need you to save me.
Yeah.
So I really believe with all my heart that there was a repentance beginning.
Yes.
There, turning from sin, but turning towards God. And it was shortly after that, in 2009, that's where we're at right now in this story, 2009, a man of God that I met in a meeting, an AA meeting, came to me and told me, James, I know what your problem is. He says, your problem's not drinking, your problem's not drugs, and your problem's not depression. He said, your problem is sin.
Wow.
And he shared the gospel of Jesus Christ with me.
Amazing.
For the very first time in my life, I realized,
yeah,
and my heart began to melt, and I hit my knees, and I cried out to God, and I just felt his presence inside of me. And I knew at that moment that something else changed radically inside of my heart.
Mm.
And I know that was the day that the Holy Spirit regenerated me, gave me a new heart, gave me a new life. And then I did not know what to do, how to live. It was all, I was like a little baby. And that's why I went to Teen Challenge.
That's amazing.
Because I knew I needed to learn about God. And that's where I learned about the Lord in Teen Challenge.
You know, it's a powerful testimony, but I love in relation to this ministry and Teen Challenge. This is a gospel. I tell people this is a mobile gospel ministry. But what you said is, it wasn't what something, it's not what someone did. It's what that gentleman said to you.
Mm-hmm.
The gospel is a word-spoken ministry.
Yes.
It's the preaching, the proclamation of the gospel. They didn't come up to you and demonstrate something great. We're to do that, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're to be a light on the hill of the city. But he spoke the gospel
mm-hmm.
to you, causing God's spirit to work in you and bringing that repentance that led to that reconciliation with God.
I yes. For the very first time in my life, he identified the true problem.
I love that.
And then he gave me the true solution.
Sure. Yeah.
And when that true solution met the true problem, that's when my heart
changed.
That was 15 years ago.
I love it. I love it, man. That's powerful.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. Let me swing back to Teen Challenge a little bit, because you said 86% success rate. That's a monumental, right? If,
yes.
if we were to give that a grade, it'd be a B+, close to an A.
Oh, yeah.
Let's talk about the 14%.
Sure.
Let's talk about the 14% that haven't had success. What have you seen in your time? What have been the reasons for the failures?
Well, what I would say is the 86% is for those who complete the program.
Right.
So there's individuals that go through the program and they go through the motions. And when they graduate the program, they, because they just went through the motions,
yeah.
they maybe did not have a heart change
right.
externally.
Superficial.
Externally, it mm-hmm. looked like they learned the words. They learned how to work in the program.
Yeah.
We call it Christianese. They learned the words. They
yeah.
they learned how to act. They
right.
learned how
all
to
right
maybe
phrases.
Follow
sure.
some rules and regulations. And we would even call that self-help or works.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And what I would just say from my observation is that it's possible that that 14% truly
yeah.
didn't receive the gift of salvation
yeah.
while they were in the program. Now,
right.
if there is a very small percentage of that that did receive it and maybe did not embrace
yeah.
The truth, if you will, and really give it, you know, give it a
yeah.
chance,
sure.
that could be a small percentage. But I believe, for the most part, it's a lack of true repentance.
Yeah, yeah, that's a great answer. And you know, it's amazing to me, because it's that the old adage, to use regular terminology, right? You could lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink. I think that's where people struggle, is loved ones who have those who are in the bondage of alcoholism and drugs. I think that's
yeah.
where they struggle, is that having to understand, or coming to a place of understanding, that you have to completely surrender all, that you have no power within yourself other than the divine power of prayer to help that person that is completely in that pit.
That's it.
And am I right in saying this, that the loved ones, based upon your experience, and we do have another gentleman in the headquarters with us, Kevin, so I'm going to allude this way to you, okay? You can just answer from a distance and we can say what you said. Let me ask both of you this.
Sure.
From your experiences, is it, how much harder is it on the loved ones when you're going through the captivity, the bondage of sin, sin with alcohol and drugs? How hard is it on them?
It's extremely hard. Like
extremely
for
hard.
Me, like I was a heroin addict and an alcoholic. And
I'll tell you what. Let me pause one moment.
Yeah.
Why don't we do this quickly? We'll do this.
Quick switch.
Let's do a quick switch. Yeah, because for the radio we have to, Facebook Live too. We'll do a quick switch. It wasn't planned. So I told you, James, we never script it. We just go. So go ahead. This is Kevin. Tell Kevin, you're part of Teen Challenge. You're on staff there. So quickly, let's go back to the question.
Mm-hmm.
What was your experience? How hard was it on your loved ones when you were going through those things?
Well, extremely difficult. Like, for instance, like I was a heroin addict.
Wow.
I overdosed and died 17 times from, like, where actually we did a No More Red Dot campaign, which is like the blue dots are the non-fatal overdoses, but the red dots are fatal overdoses. I was a blue dot 17 times. And, like, I gave my sister PTSD because she's found me dead like 8 times, my parents
wow.
countless times. And especially, like, for me, like, I'm one of the people who, like, I was a 14% person many times over. Like, I completed the program. I went through the motions, and I tried to just, like, do things on my own because I wanted God plus what I still wanted. So, like, you were talking about, like, the power of full surrender.
Full surrender.
And that's actually
yeah.
what ended up happening to me this time is, like, I left back in October of 2022, and I ended up relapsing. I was back into depression because I wasn't using the disciplines that we had there. And I remember this one morning I was watching a video on Instagram. This guy said there's so much power in surrender, and I started crying. I said, I don't even know how to surrender to you at this point. And I was thinking about that literally this morning. It's funny that this came up. But he made a way. One of my brothers from Teen Challenge reached out to me like within a couple minutes, and that was at 5:30 in the morning. I was already drunk because I had to drink super early. But what I'd seen now, like the way that my family dynamic is completely different because of the fact of, like, you know, I was throwing a wrench in their lives constantly. And but now, like, I'm back to the point where my sister is extremely proud of me. My parents, well, my mother,
yeah, should be.
My father died like in April, but
I'm sorry.
It's okay, thank you. But now my mom is super proud of me. Like, I'm actually going to be going on to go to Bible college now.
Right, I'm excited about that for you.
Me too. But, like, it's funny, like, you asked me this question because we do a storefront ministry as well, where we'll go in front of, like, a Walmart, and we'll go in front of, like, different stores and tell who the ministry is. We also do some fundraising and stuff. But every single time I'm out there, God brings me parents of addicts where I pray for them and to show that there's hope because, like, I'm one of those people where it seemed hopeless because, like James, before Teen Challenge, I went to rehab 16 times. I tried the self-help. I tried every single psych med there was. I tried every drug except meth that there was, and nothing ever fulfilled me until I actually, like, surrendered my life to Christ, and that's what, like, actually was the change. And like I said, the full surrender, not just, you know.
100%. Yeah. That's 99.9 is 100%. That's amazing testimony. Kevin, thank you, man. Let's do a quick switch again because I told you this goes by fast. We got about 10 minutes left. But the reason what I'm going to do now, and those are powerful testimonies, and thank you for that insight, because I've seen from a peripheral view, by God's grace, and I pray I never walk through something like that, but by God's grace, I haven't had to walk through as a close relative to someone with that addiction, but I've seen it. And as a pastor, as a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ, I've been alongside people trying to comfort them who have walked in that. And it seems absolutely heart-wrenching and devastating. And both of you confirmed that.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
If I may just
add. Yes, please do.
Maybe 2 minutes to
please
that.
Please do. Go ahead.
Is what I found was that through my 24 years of addiction, my mother became the catalyst and the one that tried to change me, to help me. Mm. We talked about mothers before.
Yes, we did.
I came out of her womb, and so it was her desire to change me. But when I went into Teen Challenge for the first time in her life, she saw that something dramatically
different
changed in my life. After being in the program 4 months, she knew that James is different
real.
And
yeah.
this is real. And what it did was it brought my mother to church. Yeah. So Acts 16:33, confessed, what must I do to be saved? Confess the Lord Jesus Christ and you and your household will be saved. I believed on that scripture. I prayed for my family. So God used me, the worst of the family, saved me, and then brought my mother to church, saved my mother, saved my sister, saved my brother, my immediate family that I brought through the dumps with me.
That's all amazing.
Those years of addiction are now walking with the Lord.
So powerful, because they saw that real transformation, that it was genuine, the power of Christ, the transformative power of the gospel in your life. You know, it makes me think, it just popped in my head when you were saying that, Pastor Lou, he said, hey, I'm going to challenge you guys to pray for my mother, and I remember her name, Maria. So you guys will be interceding for Pastor Lou's mother.
Yes, absolutely.
And just to see what God does. You know, Kevin, when you and I were talking, I had a picture quickly, just impression in my mind, of Satan hugging you, hugging the drug addict, and then God just,
boom,
breaks those arms right off, breaks those chains, and you go from darkness into light. I love that verse. It's in 1 Peter about, he called you out of the darkness into the marvelous light.
Yes.
To proclaim his excellencies. And that's what we're called to do now. You went from darkness to light. Now we're proclaiming the goodness, the excellencies of Jesus Christ. And I'm so encouraged by the ministry, by both of you men, and all the men and the women that I've met who are part of Teen Challenge throughout the Northeast. We're excited to be part of with Capitol Heights on our next crusade coming up. Well, looking forward to meeting Brother Mike. Talk to them today on the telephone. So awesome partnership that continues to develop. Because we only have about 6 or 7 minutes left, quickly, if you could take a couple minutes. I know you have a bunch of events coming up to help support Teen Challenge. Tell us a little bit about those.
Well, right now we're working on our next 5K. So this will be our second annual 5K
run. Got guys that can walk in it? Because I'm not going to run.
So it's a run.
It's a run walk for recovery.
It's our second one. It's at Roberts Wesleyan University. It's on Saturday, June 8th. And it begins at 10 a.m. This year, we're including a kids' fun run. We saw a lot of kids and families come last year. It was a really awesome event. And this is an opportunity for families and loved ones.
Roberts is a great spot.
The community to come out and support Adult and Teen Challenge and do a walk run for recovery. And this is just one of the ways that we raise funds to help support the program.
Awesome.
And so, yeah, that's awesome. Basically what we're doing as far as our next upcoming event.
Beautiful. That sounds great. Roberts Wesleyan's actually have a big history. I worked there for 11 years. Time is reported, campus safety. My CPR business started there.
That's
a lot of big history. Roberts, a great spot.
Yeah.
I was just there for my son's basketball game last week. But with that being said, anything else before I tell you, ask you to tell the people about the location of the Rochester chapter, so on and so forth, because we only got about 5 minutes left.
Well, what I would say is, we've been up here in Rochester now for a little over 2.5 years. It took me a year, almost a little over a year, to renovate the building and get the building ready for students.
Obscure location.
Yes.
The GPS is going to take you to the hospital. It's not going to take you directly to where it is.
We're tucked away right behind the hospital.
Right.
And so for me, 20 years working in the medical field while I was juggling my drug addiction, God put me in this location. And I remember early on while I was in the program, the Holy Spirit whispered to me, I'm planting you in the Holy Ghost Hospital. I had no idea what that meant. And now as a staff member and a director,
right next to the hospital,
Teen Challenge, God hasn't let me go. And I believe that he called me.
Yes.
So for 39 years of sin and death, 24 years of that drug addiction, God has turned around my life so that now I could minister to the lost, the broken, and the hopeless through the experiences that I've had in my own life.
I want to just tell you, God's sense of humor. You said Holy Ghost Hospital. He plants the chapter literally right next to the hospital. I said, because Minister Randy, he had prayed for a long time, God, just give me a quiet place to live. He ends up moving next to a cemetery. So God does have a sense of humor. I could verify that. Let me do this. I do this every show. It is the Rescue and Revive Gospel show. Show may not be the best. I said, well, maybe I should have called it a gospel program. So, but God knows my heart. So the Rescue and Revive Gospel show, we always end every interview the same way. It's by asking our guests a question to explain something. And what I'm going to ask you to do in just 60 seconds is explain the gospel of Jesus Christ or preach the gospel of Jesus Christ to the people that are watching on Facebook Live or that will be listening on WYSL when this plays on Sunday nights.
Okay. Well, real quickly, what I found out is that we all fall short of the glory of God. Romans 3:23. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. So what does that mean? That we all need salvation. What is salvation? I found out in Romans 5:8. That God demonstrated his love for me. The man of God made it personal. James, God demonstrated his love for you that while you were a sinner, while you were a drug addict, while you were lying and dealing with all the things that you were dealing with in your life, the problem wasn't drugs, alcohol, and depression. The problem was sin. God demonstrated his love for you that while you were a sinner, Christ died for you. And so 2 Corinthians 5:21 sums it up. What God, the Father, made him, Jesus Christ, who knew no sin, to be sin, so that in him we would have the righteousness of Christ. And so what that means is God took James, the sinner, and put the righteousness of Christ over me, covered my sin with the blood of Jesus Christ, set me free, and now allows me to walk in that righteousness that's not mine, but that's the Lord Jesus Christ. And it was the great exchange. My sin on the day that Jesus Christ went to the cross got accounted to Jesus Christ, and then his righteousness got accounted to every single person that would put their trust in the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord of their lives and Savior of their souls.
Amen. Well said. Well said. One of the better ones.
Amen.
Well said. We've been asking the same question for 5 years to everybody, so it's beautiful to listen to the different people explain the gospel, share the gospel to the listeners. I want to thank everybody for supporting Rescue and Revive Ministries. Those of you, you know who you are. We had a wonderful concert last night. Teen Challenge was able to come, bring all their men. I want to thank you, those who attended, who prayed, who gave anything. We're so grateful for that. We have a lot of great ministry events coming up, including that partnership now.
Yes.
Every second Tuesday, Chapel. I can't wait till the next one.
Oh, it's going to be great. Thank you.
Yes, we love it. Looking forward to it. If you want to get involved with Adult Teen Challenge, get in contact with the director, James West. If you want to get in contact with or involved with Rescue and Revive Ministries, contact myself. Rescueandrevive.org is the website. We thank you so much, I say that sincerely, for helping us to rescue the lost and revive the saved with the everlasting gospel of Jesus Christ. Have a wonderful morning, wonderful evening in Jesus' name. If you could just hit the stop, the finish button there.